It's our SME special feature, and today we speak to an entrepreneur who founded an email marketing company that seeks to help businesses seek out business clients through the right kind of outreach and advertising. Originally, the company was not so delicately called Firing Squad, but upon a company taking over his company, the company name has now changed. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Jason Bagley. He's the founder of SiteCare. Thanks very much for joining us, Jason. What's SiteCare all about? What's its value proposition?
Thanks for having the call. SiteCare is an email lead generation company, and we also help businesses secure their WordPress website. So it's pretty much once you've built your website or once you and it's ready to go, we will help secure it, keep it up to date, and we'll help grow it, i.e. get you more leads and sales for your business.
Yes. So when it comes to the division that you head up, that is lead generation, what kind of work do you do? What kind of skilled offering do you have there?
So one of the the most important part of our sort of lead generation offering is what we would call email lead generation. I think a lot of people obviously understand sort of search engine optimization, or they'll understand pay-per-click. So, you know, driving, you know, using Google. Generation is what my business Firing Squad was before, obviously, we were acquired by SiteCare. And that was around, well, how do you reach the people, your sort of target audience,
yes,
using email? So finding, where would you find them? How do you find them? And then emailing them to ultimately set up business meetings. And that's what we do.
Yes. So why is it better for a small business to partner with a firm like yours instead of trying to send off emails to potential customers themselves?
I think a lot of the times as business owners, we don't necessarily have the time to focus on every single little bit of, especially when it comes to sort of marketing or digital marketing. And I think that's where sort of we're the experts in that. So
yes,
you know, small businesses can definitely do it themselves if they've got the time. But if they want sort of experts to be doing some of these things for them and get, you know, actually be held accountable for the results, you know, then that's where we would fit in.
Yeah. So presumably you work with your clients to get a sense of where they're at and who they're trying to target, and then you do all the work.
Pretty much that, yeah. So where are those, you know, where are those potential customers? Is it location-based? Is it company size? Is it who in the company? Is it the CEO, the CTO that they want to meet with?
Yeah.
You know, industry, we would help find them, build that list, and then also get in touch with them to try and book them those sales meetings.
Most people can't stand cold calling, whether it's done telephonically or via other medium, like, for example, email. So what is it that you guys do differently such that the recipient won't want to immediately delete or skip the mail in their inbox?
Yeah, sure. So I think the key is we're not trying to sell you something in an email or what. Obviously, on a cold call, someone's trying to like literally sell you insurance or a new cell phone. We understand we're trying to build a business relationship first. So the email looks very different. It reads very differently to, hi, buy my insurance or buy this thing. Because that's very like confrontational. I hate that. I think we all hate that type of email. And that's, I think, the big difference between what we're doing and potentially, you know, let's say cold calling would be, for example.
Yes. So they do say that two heads are better than one. Why did you decide to merge forces with a new business partner in this business? And what have been the spin-offs of having a peer come on board?
So I think the key for me was, look, we were, SiteCare is obviously a US-based business. And the big focus for my business, Firing Squad, which was acquired, was I wanted to get more US dollars into my business.
Right.
And about 18 months ago, we had zero revenue from anywhere outside of South Africa. Everything was within South Africa. And I started to, you know, try and get more business internationally. And that started to tick over to a point where, you know, about December last year, we were doing 50% of our revenue from, in US dollars and 50% of South Africa. And that sort of attracted, I think, this, you know, company SiteCare. We started getting chatting about, you know, potentially launching a US version of Firing Squad.
Yes.
Because you couldn't use the name because of, you know, guns. But and we went down that process, and then, you know, we were acquired. And I think, as you rightly said, I now have access to a bigger team, a bigger market, more skills. And what happened, our US dollars, we can use them in South Africa because we're growing the team here in South Africa to execute for, you know, American clients.
That's right. So tell us about this Firing Squad thing. Why would you call your business Firing Squad?
Well, I guess that's the whole thing, right? It stands out. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
And I think at the time, what we were trying to say with, you know, the name of Firing Squad was, when you're standing, you know, there's one shot in a rifle that you're shooting into one thing. And we didn't take a shotgun approach, right? We just spray and pray and hope something happened. We were very laser focused. I mean, that's sort of the cheesy story of where the name came from. I think we made it after choosing the name. But that's sort of where we started to use those like references of like one shot in a rifle, shooting once, hitting a target. And that's how we did with, obviously, with our emails, very targeted emailing.
Mm. So you're a member of the Entrepreneurs Organization Accelerator Program. What are the benefits of being associated with this program, and how has it helped your development as an entrepreneur?
Oh, without a doubt, one of the best things I ever did about 3 years ago when I joined EO Accelerator. I think it's such a lonely road being an entrepreneur, that roller coaster ride of like hourly going from the highs of like, oh my word, this is amazing, to the lows of like, oh, I'm throwing this away, I'm burning the ship down, and I'm going to go find myself a job. That's what Accelerator, without a doubt, helped me, you know, being around like-minded entrepreneurs, helping each other. And I think the other thing for people to realize is that my business was acquired by an EO member in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's the power of it. That I looked at this going, there's like 14,000 members globally within EO. I was like, how do I get to talk to more of these people?
Yeah.
I literally used, and I used the network for that. I started to chat to them. I started to understand how do they grow bigger businesses. I mean, obviously, I didn't have a massive business.
Yes.
EO members were doing, you know, really big revenues, and they're more than willing to help us accelerate it. And that was the big thing for me, was getting that peer network of people that I could talk to, learn from, help them at the same time. And obviously, you know, got to a point in my business was acquired.
Excellent. So tell us, have you created that many jobs with the business?
Well, now, we had a team of about six before we were acquired. And we've just hired another three people in the last 2 months here, all in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
So, we're not creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, but we definitely are creating jobs just by the nature of being able to use the US dollars and bring those in here and spend them in rand and hire the best team we can possibly can over here.
Yeah, one job makes all the difference, especially in South Africa, given the multiplier effect that it has. And just lastly, before I let you go, just in terms of your advice to budding entrepreneurs, people who are listening, who want to make their ideas come to reality, what's your advice to them?
I think I'm a natural sales guy, and I'm always going to say to people, like, get your first sale. Like, you know, create your idea. Don't worry about the brand name. Don't worry about the business cards and the logo and the website. Get your first sale. Money in the bank is going to help you. It's fuel for your business. And I think that's my always tip. It's like, even if it's your friend, even if it's just your family that are buying the first thing of whatever you're selling, whether it's a service, whether it's a product, get those sales in. And that money is going to fuel the growth of your business to eventually make the business cards and the logo and all those.
That was Jason Bagley. He's the founder of Sitecare.